second half Chaz on the line from San Diego. Chaz, how you doing, brother?
I'm glad I'm not catching that audio feed.
All right, Mo and I were just talking about that that potential two-city Major League Baseball team, Montreal and Tampa. I was thinking about a mashup of names. Now, the Rapos wouldn't be good at all. But the
not at all.
But the X-Rays has potential.
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's just, it's like, why didn't, those are moments where you get other people thinking, why didn't I think of that? It's so simple. But I grew up on the East Coast, and the Expos, I had some history with the Expos. I was a Mets fan back then, and you know what? They've got history. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They have history.
Yeah, and but see, here's the thing, too. It would be a second Canadian Major League Baseball franchise, but Montreal in Quebec is very, very French, very different than Toronto in Ontario. Just two different worlds. All it's like, you know, it's like Europe when you go to Canada because of the difference between Quebec, the French-speaking province, and in Ontario, which Ontario is kind of like America North.
How many championships has Tampa Bay won?
They've produced some good players. I mean,
no, I'm talking about in the history of the two cities. Montreal's got a better baseball history than Tampa Bay does.
That's true. That's true.
So obviously they could do it. I'll try anything. I'll try. This is an I'll try anything move. I like those kind of moves. You got to be able to I'll try anything in life sometimes, Billy.
Yeah. Well, I do like the X-Rays name, mainly because I came up with it.
Love it. Love it.
Maybe I'm not the first one to say it, but I just thought of that. I thought that was...
That's why you know what? You get Casey on the computer, you go to the copyright office, and you copyright it that morning. Pay $300, boom. And that could be a bigger bet than any future bet you'll make.
If I would follow through on all the inventions I've come up with, I've been still trying to think of a better ice cube tray. I hate ice cube trays. There's got to be a better ice cube tray.
I actually, ironically, here's sports betting talk. I make my own ice cubes. I buy these bigger plastic cups at, like, you know, Kmart, and I put in there what I'm going to drink that weekend. So it might be an olive if we're doing martinis. It'll be an onion if you like onions in your martinis. It could be fruit. And when the ice melts, that's what's in your drink, and it works out really cool. And we make big-ass drinks, Billy.
You might be East Coast by birth, man, but you're still San Diego now.
Well, you got a 3-inch ice cube, you got a big glass.
That's true. You need that big ice cube.
Only one ice cube, though. That's it. You only need one.
When I was in Arizona, that's when I first found out that you need to put ice in your beer, especially when you're golfing in July and it's 110. It's like, I'd never thought of putting ice cubes in a
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, I buy the baby, you know, the little Coronitas, the baby bottles. Those are the bomb because they really, you could chug them and you don't get a head rush.
They don't have time to get warm because they're small.
Right, exactly.
All right, Chaz, talking baseball betting, you know, I look at betting lines. This is where you really need to educate me and anyone else because, you know, betting lines in football, so much easier to look at. You've educated us well on horse racing. Those cards are kind of weird to look at with the betting lines, but the Major League Baseball betting lines are weird too. So talk a little bit about MLB betting since that's what we've got now. The NBA Finals.
And it really is. Now, I will give a shout out, Zabriano, and he's one of their guys. He's the guy, if you remember, because you're on the show too. He's the guy that said I like Cleveland without the points, and it was like a 12-1 bet, and I laughed in his face, and I apologized for like the next 11 weeks. he called. Remember, they beat somebody, and they were getting a gazillion points.
Yeah.
He likes Australia today in Women's Cup, and that's the thing, Billy. It is a baseball time of year, but if you can find other things, because baseball's a grind. Oh, my goodness. We're used to doing it once a week. We work hard once a week. With baseball, you got to do that same amount of work every single day.
Yeah, you do. So talk about how you bet a baseball game. For instance, when you talk football, you talk about betting quarters and halves and whatnot and things like that. So how do you do baseball?
I'll tell you how I do baseball the same way. And yesterday I left Caliente because I went down for lunch, got all my bets for Friday night in, and I had the Cubs. Now, when I bet, I have them. So I had them in the first five innings and for the game. And I get back, I'm winning when I left Mexico. When I got to America, and this happens quite often, and when you go to Mexico as much as I do, you have a lot of stories of how you were winning when you started, but you were losing it or the other way around, because it takes like an hour and a half to get across, you know?
right, right.
So anyway, they hit a home run at the bottom of the fifth inning, a two-run homer, to go up 4-3. I had them in the first five innings, so I cashed my first ticket of the day, which is really important. Well, they go on to lose the game, but instead of being sick to my stomach, hey, I got a split, I'm happy. Move on.
So can you bet, other than five innings, can you bet four innings? Can you bet six?
You can bet the second half of the game, but that's if it goes 18 innings. You've got every inning from the 6th to the 18th.
Okay.
And those are good if you know a team. And that's what I tell people. When you guys follow three or four teams that are right around you, you get to know their bullpen. When their bullpen is struggling, you go to the sports book and you don't worry about who wins the game. You just bet over or against them in the last six innings. They could be up 19-0 after two. And if they lose 19-10, you're probably cashing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you brought up the Cubs, who blew it, and they've had bullpen issues. And that's been their arch nemesis this year. So you know that going in. Maybe that's why you did bet the first half of that game.
Well, I do it. I just do it to cover my butt. If you like somebody, why not? Like in basketball this year, it worked great. Whoever you liked, if you bet them in the first quarter and the first half, they ended up losing the game. I mean, it was like nine of those games. The team that was winning early by a lot lost out of like 20 games, nine of them. And so you, at least you got those tickets. And you saw the kid that threw the TV, the chair through the TV when his team lost?
Yeah.
That could be me. There's no doubt about it. But because I've already cashed two tickets, I end up saying I had the Cubs, and I end up won a couple bucks, or I lost a couple bucks. How did you lose a couple bucks? They lost. Well, I had them in the first half, and that's the thing. The other thing is pitchers. Pitchers,
yeah.
You know, that's the key. That's it. There's no other sport than it's pitchers.
Right, right. And that's like going with that quarterback in the NFL, obviously. It's a different game, but depending on who the pitcher is. And
right, but you don't change quarter. Well, don't get me wrong. There are a few teams at the bottom that, you know, they don't have quarterbacks, so they do change them. But normally, no, you don't change quarterbacks every game.
No. But my point is that, you know, we go with the aces if you're betting baseball.
Oh, yeah, but the problem is when you go with a Brady, maybe you give an extra point or two, or a Brett Favre at home, you know, two or three. But with these pitchers, yesterday Chris Sale was -370, and he got whacked. It was the easiest money. But you got to be able to say, hey, when is that guy going to get whacked? Because I'm not betting $300 to win $100, Billy. It's just not happening.
Yeah, and that's...
I would if it was a bet between you and Mo. I would bet you that you would win the bet and lead 300 to win. That's about it. That's the only thing I know that's like a slam dunk.
Although I did lose a bet to Mo. First ever bet I've lost.
No, I've heard you being... But again, that's not a trend. You got to lose three in a row before it's a trend in my book. But I heard you were reminded earlier, too.
Yeah, I was. Thanks to Casey Mulcahy. He's got a better... He's younger, so he's got a better memory than us older dudes. Huh?
Hey, no disrespect involved with Billy. Everybody's younger than you now.
I know, bro. I put a baby picture of me on my Facebook page just today, and it's black and white.
There you go. End of discussion.
So you bet in World Cup? You brought up the Women's World Cup.
No, but I'll follow guys. The guys that tell me, because we do these mastermind groups, and basically what happens is we sit on the phone, we record these calls, and we go through our lineup. And you, when it's your time, and if you've ever been in a mastermind group, Bill, it's just people that are trying to do something better in their life, and they work on those kind of things together.
Right.
So what happens is you see it from a different perspective than I see it. We talked about it when you, a few years back, it was the defensive backfield of the Browns. I don't know if you remember talking about that on the show when we were on the radio. And you knew it because you knew it. It was your home team. And those are the kind of things you can match that up with other knowledge. Boom, you can really do well.
Yeah, you can. All right, so what's happening at PickingDuck.com right now?
Well, that's the thing. If you don't have any money, you can use Picking Duck because you get chips. You don't make any money if you lose. You don't make any money if you lose when you're using your own money. But so I can use Picking Duck money because I had a tough day yesterday. Yesterday, I had one team leave like 34 guys on base or some sick number like that. One guy left six men on base in one game. And I'm thinking, if you need the over, that's not an LOB is not a thing you want to see, you know?
Right, Right.
So I'm looking for some runs, but maybe I'm saying, okay, maybe I want to wait a day. I'm going to use picking duck because I can bet. I still have action. You can have $2,000 worth of action, 2,000 chips. So I use them when I can't get down to Caliente. And I'll probably go to Caliente tomorrow morning. So today I'm going to kind of play with them, put some wagers in. I always tag you guys once I know. I like overs, Billy. I like to look for a team that's just scoring 7 runs a game and bet the over and hope that they keep going. Last night, the Arizona game, that was the game for me. So I'll bet that again. I'm telling you right now, I will have money on the over in the Arizona game tonight because I had it and they won, and I'll do it again.
Go with what works for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, hey, Chaz, man, enjoy that iced down drink, and have a good day, and be careful.
Well, if you drink it fast, young man, it doesn't get iced out.
Okay, drink quick.
Exactly. All right, and we'll put some winners on there for you guys. Always be cashing.
He's the man. At second half, Chaz.